The first part, the other side is continued with Dadaji. After Dadaji, I'll give in very short my experiences with Dadaji as Satyanarayan, pervading the whole universe as one, the existence of all beings. Don't mind my repetitions when I speak, because whatever it came, I spoke. My experience from 1971 to this 76 is the highest one, as I am with him so close. To know him, to understand him, he made me to experience him. Now Dadaji continues from previous.
In the Maya also, because when we have come over here, we have invited some sort of Indriya that you come along with me. So you should have to give something to them. You cannot. If you stop everything, they will revolt.
It means, Raji says, we have come with our Indriyas, desires, lusts, greeds, passions. With birth we have brought it, so we cannot forcibly stop it. It has to go automatically by making peace with the mind, the king of the desire, the king of the body. It cannot be forcibly stopped, because if you do it forcibly, stopping, it may come again with double force. So let it go in a swabhav, natural process, by going through the life's tensions, livings. That is the real yagga. And it goes with him when mind contacts him within. Here, Dadaji.
When we have come over here, we have invited some sort of Indriya that you come along with me. So you should have to give something to them. You cannot. If you stop everything, they will revolt. Moksha you won't get other than him. When they will please, they will also accompany with you. That is called that time mind is Manjari. That is Chinmay. You understand? Follow me or not? So, don't bother for him. He is within you. Naam is the only yagya. Do name and do your deed. That is your karma. How is it give up? By that, this sort of thing? Is it possible? Counting of job? So, Ananda Saran. That's why he is telling, Nvanittam, Tristatam, Tristabhogatya, Ananda Chatasatatam, Jumang Sarati Nittesa, Tassaham Sulabhapattha, Nitta Jagusha Jagusha. Have you understood? Ananya Saran. Do your duty and Saran. Saranagata. Nothing else. If you go to Himalaya and others, Himalaya is staying in God. We are getting God also over there. Why should you go Himalaya? You come here, be careful about that. You come over here for certain work. You will have to do it. You are a guest, just stay here and enjoy your and enjoy him also and go there. That's enough. Why you people are going for judges? You have got that capacity for judge? Because when you are within mind, I tell that I love him like anything today, I'm telling you. He is my life. I can sacrifice my life for him. Today I'm telling you. After 3 days, some difference. I told that he is a notorious, he is the worst man in the world. So, we should know what is correct, what is incorrect. So, don't bother for that. Just whatever he says, just do your duty and name.
Don't go. How do we know what he says?
Why you want to know? Whatever he says, that is the Namjabga. Don't go for any argument. Don't go for any reading. Then, utabata ho jayega. Because we have got Because we do not know nothing. Me, yes, that is spirit limited. We don't know, we have but no eye also. We never see nothing. We are all blind. Because that's why he says that nadatte kushachit papam, nativa sukritam vivo, abjanem abhristanganam, tanamudhantikam. We have got eye, but there is no eye. We are blind. That's why we could not realize him. We could not find him. That's why I tell you, don't bother for him. Carry on. Do your duty. Duty is the first thing. And Saranagati, you are within me. That's more than enough. More than enough. Is there anybody can say, don't take this thing, don't take this thing, don't take this, this and that, and you give me something by monthly. That is all love. So don't try to understand, don't try to realize him. Do your duty. No need of going anywhere. What you people are doing, he is a king, he is an emperor, he is a prime minister, he is doing it in the Bhushwala. Duty. Wait, he told. That is more than Gita. I don't know Gita, I don't know Bhagavad, I am not a literate man. I do not know English, Bengali or anything. But whatever I am telling. And I don't know what I am telling. I don't go, I am not bothered. Because that is not my business. I cannot give you anything, I cannot take from you anything. That is a simple thing. I am not a guru, I am not a saint, I am not a yogi baba. Have you understood or not? If I am yogi, everybody is yogi. Because he is for everybody. That is paid. 2 minutes before any yogi, anything. Whenever I am taking anything out of him, he is not with you. You are a helpless man. I understand.
Conveying the message. If you don't mind, excuse my language. This type of manifestations of the truth never happened since the time of first creation. Might be millions of years which man cannot assess. There were destructions again the beginning of the manifested world with mind and man and all beings. Starts from zero, again comes to this height of mind's manifestation, either good or bad. And a time comes, automatically the mind of man brings destruction. This is the eternal play of him, for which man has no power to hold. This is the highest of the Kali Yugas, as we know that there are so many yugas, that means phases in the civilization of 3 to 4 thousand years in the eternity. After every 3 to 4 thousand years in the eternity, it happens. Mind almost starts with him as zero, then with the manifestations of mind, science and activities of mind's nature, because mind has the tendency to extend, it stretches with the allurements of the nature or prakriti. What we see, what we do, we get engrossed, that is called maya, that is his play. So man has no fault of his own, because the creation is his. But we think with our mind that I am the doer. So long I am the doer, we are definitely to do mistakes, but doesn't matter. And whenever we show our authoritative, we somehow today or tomorrow fall down. As the body goes off in time, somehow we, whether scientists, whether physicians. So Dadaji says, man must know this time that why they come in this world and why they go off one day, leaving everybody. So So they must know the purpose of the creation, that I was born only for myself. Didn't have I any duty for whom I have come to this world? So Dadaji has come to unite this mind with the mind beyond, which is within. Then the mind's compulsion, the nature of stretching it, becomes dwindled away by doing it, not by force, not by effort, by living through it. And everybody says, do it by force. No, the force may help today, but one day or 2 days or again 2-3 years or 10 years, again the mind will be wrapped up and the whole thing gets jumbled up and man gets baffled, ruffled, and whatever the progress they had, they are retraced back. So Dadaji says, go by sabhava, that means natural process. And then one can be free of mind, because mind itself is the bondage. No question of subconscious mind or the spent mind. The whole body is full of mind's nature. In the brain, which is called in Tantra is Sahasra, that is the mind, the king of the body. Mind functions the body. This mind moves the creation. And a time comes, mind automatically becomes zero, freed. And freed how? When they are in a trouble and the highest suffering in the humanity starts, he comes. And the rest of the work he does through Mahanama, by his presence, that is Satyanarayan. Mind is automatically starts loving quality. Not to ask for many and enough. Mind is unlimited in asking or in demanding or in wants. Mind means wants. This can be blissful by Mahanama, the truth within as one, or the himself who himself has created. Here the creator and creation both in combined in Dadaji have come. But beyond this creation, this breathing is zero, which is called Bhuma in Dada's language, with stillness, no reaction. Is only reaction, only stillness, sthir. From that stage, it descends, just to explain, it descends, then it becomes reactive with breathing. The breathing starts from just below the heart, where is the seat of this Gopala Govinda, who is dangling there in the unattached. He is dangling unattached to the body from the seat of Govinda, where from this breathing starts, and then minds come to the forehead, then on the top of the head. But this is called prakriti, whatever you see. And this mind again goes back by the spine, unseen, and comes from the left side of the spine, then mixes up with the Muladhar, where is the seat of him, where he is residing, non-reactive, to get external mind in rejoice, attached with him. The mind, when attached to him, is called Radha. Then Radha and Krishna is playing with his own mind, created mind, and when they are mixed up, there is no I and you, no Radha, no Krishna. It is beyond that, is Satyanarayan, zero. And people have distorted this thing in the name of Tantra just for enjoying one's own lust and just for some temporary power. And that also started just 2,000-3,000 years before, after the last destruction of Dapar. So Tantra is misinterpreted. Everything is within. This time, the Dadaji has combined all the forces together of Prakriti and at the same time non-reactive, beyond mind, beyond attributes of nature, the existence, the truth, the eternal existence of all beings in the earth. So mankind is one, language is one, truth is one, religion. We mind, man has distorted man's image of union or communion as one, the original existence of religion or mankind. There is no question of puja, because when he already residing within us, there cannot be any intermediary between man and God. We are the God. He is the God. When he is within, we move. Without him, we cannot move our hand, we cannot love, we cannot laugh, we cannot weep, we cannot love also. So, he is the dearest one. That's why the real friend who can guide. And with him there is no question of puja. Only in love we are with him. No demanding, no wanting. You have seen here, I never do puja. I just play with him because I could get him. What he has been saying since 1971 when he met him. I never thought of this thing in my life. I never did any tapasya, japa tapasya. Mind, body, existence, all over the universe are all beings, whether animals, whether man, the one existence, that is his creation. So I just play with him. If I like drink, I give him drink. Whether he takes it or not, that's not my job. I enjoy this. If I can enjoy this, he should also enjoy it me. So I always try to decorate him. That was his advice in the very beginning, 1971. I could not follow him because he was all the time saying, and he was playful, all the time he was saying, he. Then I thought, who is he? But later on, by my closest contact with him, I could follow, and I try my best his advices. Though in film, acting, be in near with him in mind and enjoy everything with him, then you can get the real enjoyment. Other enjoyment of life with the mind and the mind all around will one day give me certain pleasure, then again dissipation, again depression, and sometime completely cowed down. So that is always changeable. With him, the love with him, attachment with him, creates sort of rejoicing or enjoyment which man cannot give. Because a body-to-body love is also changeable, because one day body may not be there. And there is always a question of exchange. In exchange there cannot be any love. With him no exchange, because he is always within us. And because of him we exist and we have come into this world. So we must know what for we have come into this world. Whether we Indians or Americans or Germans, this is the best of the period in human civilization, when the creator or creation or beyond that has come among stars as Dadaji or Satyanarayan, whoever may follow it. Our sanskars, our inhibitions, our remembrance and recollection of past cannot allow us to accept the truth. We are always living in the past and imagine the future on that basis. That is mind's affair. So whatever will happen, it is destined by him. Man cannot do anything. Man will bring the destruction by the mind, by their ego, authorityship, this caring, the existence within for which we have come. So the difference in the world, so you suffer. So this time, the law of Prakriti will be such that man will be wailing and wailing. Catastrophes, natural calamities, and man will be bewildered, wailing. Ultimately, they will give up their egoism and try to hold him. Dadaji will unite the whole world into one and for one religion.
Dadaji's perspective is eternity.
Eternal. So eternal power, it is not a man's power. So this is the greatest boon on earth ever took place. So let us enjoy his presence here and let him not say we are ungrateful to have denied our existence who is within his existence. We only love ourselves, not him. He says, nobody loves Almighty. Nobody, everybody is running for their own interest. But they must this time get the real rejoicement with him who is the forgot, with the Maya, or that means Yogamaya, the creative force of him. And this creative force of him, which is called Prakriti, Maya, for which the world is manifested, it is just to enjoy him and finish the mind's attributes of individual desires. Attributes of desires which, due to which man suffers, which they do not know, realize. The whole trouble is in the mind. That is called Kurukshetra. The battle of Kurukshetra is not the really done in that way. It is just a story to make people understand. Kurukshetra means the confusion and struggle, conflict of the mind for which we suffer. That mind will be self-effaced by recitation of Mahanama and Satyanarayana. Truth. The eternal truth, the supreme truth. Attachment is creation. Nothing wrong in it. But when the attachment comes towards end, then he reveals more. It is automatic with him, that is Sabhava. We are all in want of Bhava. He is the Sabhava, Mukta, bondage free. So, with him goes the attachment. It diminishes very slowly without we being conscious. That is the eternal power. Now, All India Radio Madras bit I transfer here.
Almighty is not a conception. He is a reality. He controls everything. Man has no power of his because the body is not his own. Life is one. Divine name is the only path. The mortal being can never be a guru by any means. God himself is the only guru. Patience results in strength. Complete surrender to the supreme being leads to emancipation, realization and salvation. Divine grace will descend spontaneously as soon as he will be bereft of your ego. When your heart will be void of anything, then and then only the divine will fill your heart. Man cannot do anything. Man cannot sacrifice his ego. Only thing, only surrender, Naam is the only path, Naam is the only mantra. Just try to surrender to him, and man cannot be a guru. And be cautious and be careful about men.
Very good.
Atma is one in all beings. So he has no distinction between a Hindu, Muslims and Christians, etc. To him there is only one caste called humanity, and there is no difference between a man and a woman. Atma is one. all beings. So he has no distinction between a Hindu, Muslims and Christian, etc. To him there is only one caste called humanity, and there is no difference between a man and a woman. So mankind is one, truth is one, and humanity also one, language is one.
Excellent.
All India Radio Madras in 1973 July interviewed Dadaji in his cottage and broadcasted. So to all mankind, Dadaji from beyond creation has come in creation for us to enjoy him. When the creator has come on earth to be amongst us as elder brothers, just to allow us to be familiar with him, talk to him, not to be afraid of him. And he also, with bit mind, has to take all the trouble to be in this world just to relieve us from the suffering. Due to actions and reactions of mind, no question of sin, it's mind's play, action and reaction, that is creation. And he has to salvage us. Otherwise, we'll be mad and absolute mad, and we'll be blind to destroy. He will tune up us for the betterment in the next civilization, in creation, to start with again. We lost his identity with our birth, now he is to reunite himself with ourselves. That is the greatest boon on earth that man can achieve or heart of in any civilization. Beyond all, Satyanarayan has become father, mother, children, everything. By mind, we have given the identification. Satyanarayan gives up the body. When time comes, good and love is the only answer. Thank you. Love to you all and all and all.
Ramayiva Sharanam Sharanam.